So this morning I was on LinkedIn and I was posting and I came across this article by the Wall Street Journal called "Hiring is Hard Enough. Now New Workers Are Vanishing Before They Even Start." I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can go and read it. It was a fascinating article, but what was even more interesting to me, as always, were all the comments and the reasons behind why this might be happening. So the gist of the article is this. People are going through the interviewing process. They are being offered a position, and then they're just not showing up. They're not calling the employer and saying, you know what, I've decided to take a new position or another job, or I'm not interested in your position. They just don't show up on the day they're supposed to. And in the article, there are examples of different employers going through this process. And so in the comment section in LinkedIn, what was happening were people giving different reasons, or actually there were a lot of people who were just saying how unprofessional it was. And look, it may be unprofessional, but these are different times. And I know personally from my own experience as somebody who was looking for another client, looking for another part-time position, how infuriated I was by the process. So yes, you should always be as professional as possible. And I think there is some of that lacking on so many levels in our society today. I think that's a bigger issue, that we've lost an idea of manners and etiquette and just being considerate to each other. But specifically when it comes to work, I want to give an example of something that happened to me not too long ago when I was interviewing for a part-time administrative assistant position. So for those of you who don't know, I have a small business and I tend to have about 5 clients on a regular basis. One of those clients tends to always be like a project or something that is contract based. And, you know, with the happening of COVID, I've had a lot more influx with my client base, like everyone else. So I'm always looking for a more steady part-time position if I can get it. And I found this really what I thought would be a perfect fit because, first of all, the organization is impressive and amazing. And they were looking for someone 10 to 15 hours a week, basically doing administrative work, doing travel arrangements, you know, doing emails, helping with social media. It was a very basic, simple position, but it was getting your foot in the door. And the possibility of there being maybe a more permanent position or something that could be full-time in the future seemed really intriguing to me. At the very least, it was a very simple job that I could do with my eyes closed. It would have fit perfectly into my position that I needed. And it was only 15, you know, at max 15 hours a week. And I thought, you know what? I could do this and it would add to my position. Now, by the way, it didn't pay that much at all, but I didn't need it to pay that much. I just needed to cover what I needed, right? So you make those decisions as a small business owner, what you can handle and what you can fit. So I sent in my resume. Clearly, I was going to be overly qualified for this position. There's no doubt about it. But I sent in a cover letter and a resume. And when I sent that in, it automatically spit out that I had to answer these 10 questions. And clearly they were paragraph long kind of answers because that's what they kind of required in the way in which they asked the questions. And so I answered them. And I was happy to do it because it was a position that I really wanted. And I figured if the employer on the other side of it thought I was overly qualified or wasn't right for the position, they would just deny that whole process, correct? That's how it should work. So that's not what happened. They, about a week later, returned and said that they were interested in me going further in the process. Now, remember, I'm going to say it again. This is an administrative position, 10 to 15 hours a week, with an organization that I think is worth my time and energy, and worthy of whatever they wanted to interview me for. Okay. So I went into it really excited and happy. They came back to me and said, we want you to go through the next part of the process. The next part of a process was 10 video answered questions. So they were pretty much the same questions that they asked me to write out. Now they wanted them in video. So my process was, my thinking was, you know what? They want to see what I look like. They want to see if there's a connection or a chemistry or a possibility. That's fine. Happy to do it. So I spent about an hour, you know, more time doing the videos. And I thought, you know what? Now they'll let me know if they're interested because they're going to see that I'm overly qualified for this position, but they're also going to see how enthusiastic and happy I am about wanting to do this position because I was honest with them and told them what I was doing. And they want someone 10 to 15 hours a week. Really important that I keep stressing this during this podcast because it's so important. I'm going to have other work. You can't live off of 10 to 15 hours a week at an hourly wage. And I believe the hourly wage was something like $30 an hour, $30 to $40 an hour. It wasn't that much at all. Again, a decision that I made happily because I thought it was a possibility of working with really great people, a great nonprofit organization, and it fit within my small business that I have. So I'm going into it honestly. They're coming to the table honestly, understanding where I'm coming from. So I just did these video interviews, right? After that, I got an email about 2 weeks later, saying that I'd made it to the next part of the process and could I set up a Zoom call? Great. Setting up a Zoom call with one of the heads and also the current executive assistant who was moving on to a different part of the organization. So we set up that interview and it took, you know, 2 weeks to do that. And I met with these lovely people. And again, the interview process was fierce. They were asking me really these questions. And look, I will say I was a bit insulted by some of the questions were, how would you go about making travel arrangements? Well, look, I'm going to interject here and say something to people asking such an absurd and stupid question to someone of my qualifications that you've seen in a resume, that you've seen in my interviews, that you've seen in my answers. But if you're asking those kind of dumbass questions, I'm already going to have an attitude. But I didn't. I'm very professional. I was very excited to be there. And, you know, basically, I would like to get to know the person, ask them what they want in travel arrangements. And there should be procedures in place for me to follow. This is an administrative assistant position. This isn't me taking over as CEO and starting procedures. But you know what? I answered the questions anyway. It was lovely. It was fine. It was wonderful. During that interview, I was told that if I made it to the next part of the process, they would let me know and that there would be two more video interviews with not only the person that I would be helping with their, you know, travel arrangements and everything else, I guess, but also I'd have to meet with the team after that and that they would be conducting those interviews in the next month or so. Okay, let me say something right here. I have no problem with this process, but if you don't think that you're wasting my time and really going full on crazy in your interview process for a job that is paying a ridiculously low hourly wage or just waste, like even if they were paying $75 an hour or even if they were coming to the table with a salaried position, it is a job that I am overly qualified for. So even if your process is that you have to do 1, 2, 3, and 4, you are now at a point where you are taking a lot of my time and energy that could be focused somewhere else. By the way, I'm already interviewing and meeting with other people now, right? So here's what happened. I'm still gracious. They don't know that inside I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, did I just swear on my podcast? I did. My apologies. Because I'm a really great actress. And also I understand why they're doing what they're doing, even if I think it's ridiculous. And if they were actually one of my clients, I would tell them, don't ever do that again. Do not waste people's time like this. However, what they don't understand is that I already know I'm interviewing them at the same time. And this is what employers and recruiters don't understand. I'm interviewing you. You are also being interviewed by how you choose to talk to me, how you choose to waste my time, how you choose to treat me during this process, because I know my value. I know what I want out of this position. It's not just about you thinking you're giving me something. And the minute I realize that that's what's happening in this interview, that they think they are doing me a favor, I'm done with the organization. So this article in the Washington Post is fascinating because they're talking about how new workers are vanishing before they even start, right? That new employees who have been offered a position are then ghosting those organizations. I was offered another position that is more in line with what I want to do, pays a lot more money, is also 10, 15 hours a week, and is a great company. And they didn't go through all this drama. They turned around and said, when can you start in the first Zoom interview? We'd love to have you. So of course I'm going to turn around and not care about the other position. Now, I am a very professional person and I am not sitting here saying that anyone should ghost people. That is inappropriate. I let the other organization know immediately that I was no longer interested in the position. I actually let them know before I took on the other client. I sent them an email because I knew this wasn't going to work when they started asking me ridiculous questions about how I would organize travel arrangements for someone. It was some weird gotcha test question, and it's so ridiculous. Even if you're someone who's 22 or 25 and going for an interview like this, if you're an employer asking someone how to set up your procedures, that is on you. You should have a procedure in place. And if you don't, then ask the question that way. Ask, if there was not a procedure in place, do you have any idea of how you might go about setting up a procedure for travel arrangements? That's a very different question to ask. So I had already had the email sent to this place, but I had already been excited about the two other places I was interviewing at the same time. So of course, I wasn't going to even bother with this place. And I was angered by it, right? I was angered by this idea that I would turn around and have to go through another two Zoom interviews for a position that I am overly qualified for. So here's what I would like to say as an out-of-box thinking idea on how to solve the problem, because there is a problem here, right? There is an issue here. Why are people ghosting? First of all, people who are looking for jobs, if you're looking for jobs and you accept a position and then you decide not to take it, have the dignity to turn around and just let them know. You can send an email. I'm no longer interested. I am so sorry. Thank you for the position, but I've decided to take something else. Or don't just not show up. That is just bad manners. And you never know who those people will be in your future. You never know who you might need to look for in the future, not for a job, but maybe a partnership, a business opportunity, maybe at a networking event. 10 to 15 years later, you may run into those same people, you know? So be smart on that end of things. But the flip side, what I wanted to offer is this weird idea. I don't think it's a weird idea, but I think if you are interested as an employer and you're looking for a great candidate and you're going to string them along because, I don't know, you need to really know whether or not they're the right person, fine. But maybe you should consider paying people for their time if they have already done three different types of interviews and they've moved on to this next level. If you want people to be available to you because you're taking so much time trying to figure out who to hire for your part-time position, then maybe you should start thinking about offering some type of compensation to people. And isn't that interesting? If recruiters had to turn around and pay for people's time, all of a sudden, I bet employers would be making decisions much quicker or taking this much more seriously and not wasting people's time in the interview process. Look, It's an out-of-box thinking. It's what I do. I think the way in which we are trying to recruit and trying to fill job positions is bad. And it's bad for employees. It's bad for people looking for jobs. It is dehumanizing. It is lengthy, and it is not necessary. And here's the thing, no matter how much time you take trying to fill a position, you're never going to be guaranteed through an interviewing process that you have found the perfect person. Because you know what? People are human. People are human. And you're going to get to know people 3 months into the job position. So it's an out-of-box thinking, but something has to change between recruiters and people looking for jobs and employers, because this is not working. What's happening right now is not working. That's why there is such a huge turnover in so many big-time jobs and small-time jobs. There's so much turnover because people don't care for the jobs that they're working for. Part of it is because you're wasting people's time. And you're not spending the time on onboarding and actually taking care of your employees. It starts in the interviewing process. So something to think about. How would you change the way in which recruiting happens in your organization? How would you change the way in which you go and look for a position and a job? It's a very interesting time to start thinking about changing this whole world in which we try to get people to work for us and people looking for jobs. And I'm just thinking there's got to be a better way to do it, because what we're doing is not working. And we all know the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome, that's insanity. Thanks for stopping by All About the Joy. Be better and stay beautiful, folks. Have a sweet day.